Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. Now that we've finished the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, we're going to move right along through the chapter and look at some other parables recorded. The next one we come to is the parable of the weeds. Here it is. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, An enemy has done this. So the servants said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now, because we just finished a parable with very similar imagery, it's really tempting to transpose those meanings onto this parable, or even others like it. But we need to be careful about doing this, because they don't always mean the same thing. Last time, the soil represented different types of hearts, but this time, the different hearts are represented by the different plants. And there's only two, wheat and weeds. The soil is simply the world and everyone in it. The two main characters in focus are the farmer and his enemy. The farmer represents God and the enemy represents Satan. Likewise, the wheat represents God's people while the weeds represent Satan's people. So in the farmer's field, both types of seeds are planted. They grow up together, but it's found out that not all the plants are wheat. Some of them are weeds. This is a particular type of weed that looks almost identical to wheat at the earlier stages of development. It takes time for the plants to begin to distinguish themselves. Well, the servants ask the farmer if they should try to get rid of the weeds. And normally we might think, well, yes. However, the farmer cares deeply for his wheat, so he says no. Why? Because in getting rid of the weeds, there's a risk that some of the wheat might be uprooted in the process. So the farmer lets both grow up together until it's time for the harvest. And at that time, the weeds will be removed and burned, while the wheat will be gathered. Such is the kingdom of God. Citizens of the kingdom of God are not always quite so easy to identify. The truth is that God's people and those who are not God's people often look very similar. It takes time for their true selves to become apparent, but eventually it does become apparent. Christians cannot remain ambiguous. They are growing and maturing into fully mature wheat that bears grain. And in the same way, those who are not citizens of God's kingdom, whether they claim to be or not, will also become known over time. They will reveal that they've been weeds the whole time. The warning from today's parable about God's kingdom is twofold. Number one, appearances can be deceiving. Over time, though, one's life and the fruit it bears will reveal whether one truly belongs to God's kingdom. Number two, God will rid his world of sin. Judgment is coming. He's waiting for reasons that are actually for our good, but when the time has come, he will finally get rid of sin for good, including those who are sold out to it. So which are you, a follower of Jesus and a citizen of God's kingdom, or one hopelessly awaiting judgment? There's still time to turn to Jesus. Do not wait.